dear God. Can we stir up the atmosphere a little bit more in this place? Can you take your hand and stir it up in this place? Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is doing something mighty and great. Hallelujah. Just stir it up. Stir the gift up inside of you. Hallelujah. Stir it up. Stir it up. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for his awesome presence up in this place on today. I don't know about you, but I feel good in my spirit on this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It feels good to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Amen. Because how many know that somebody laid down last night and didn't wake up? Hallelujah. And I'm excited for what God is doing. Amen. Not only in my life, but only in the lives of the believers. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage someone on this morning. Tell them to hold on. Amen. Hold on. Amen. Because God is able to do just what he said he would do. Hallelujah. You just got to believe what he said he would do. Hallelujah. You got to trust in him. Hallelujah. You got to trust in the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. On this morning, I want to thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. I thank God for our pastors in their absence. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm just going to go ahead and pray and then go straight into the word. Amen. On this morning. Amen. I don't want to be for you long. Amen. Because God is truly good. Amen. Eternal Father, once again, God, we want to thank you one more time, God, for being in your awesome presence. We thank you, God, for what you already done in the spirit, God. And we thank you for what you're going to do, God. Oh, God, in the lives of your people, God. We just bless you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. And we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This wasn't in my notes, but this morning, on last night, and on this morning again, I was ministering to God, and God was ministering back unto me. And he was speaking to me that there's some people in this place that will be in the crowd on this morning that's about to make some major decisions in their life. Amen. Some life-changing decisions in their in life. And God told me to tell the people on this morning, amen. They told me to tell you to, in all your ways, to trust him. In everything that you do and say, make sure it's God. Amen. Glory to God. Just had to get that out before I move any further. Amen. Can you open your word of God on this morning? Amen. In the book of Matthew, chapter 16. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 to 18. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, many of us have read this story, but I'm going to come from verses 13. Through 18, and it reads, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And he said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Who do you say God is? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto you also, thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. And if I had a title to put this message on this morning, it would be The Right Foundation. The Right Foundation. Amen. When the Lord laid this scripture upon my heart about the right foundation, you know, I just remember I was had all kinds of dreams and I'm gonna go back to my dream. I mean, y'all know my story that I was strung out on drugs and when this came spirit when this message came to my spirit. I had a terrible dream that I was on drugs and I woke up sweating and it felt like it was just so real. Just everything just came through my mind and I'm like, my God, what is this? And God was letting me know that I'm on the right foundation. Because before, when I wasn't on the right foundation, I don't know what I probably would have reacted to this dream. It was a terrible dream. I mean, it seemed like it was just real. And I was just fighting. I woke up and I shared with my wife about the dream that I had. But God was letting me know that I'm on the right foundation. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. And foundation, I was looking up in Webster what foundation is. And foundation is the underpart of a structure. When you go to a building, it's the underpart of a building. The foundation is the most important part of the building. Amen. I truly believe when God was giving me this about the foundation, He was letting me know that the foundation is a part that nobody sees. The part that we're the most important part that nobody sees, and that's the most important part that we forget about, is the foundation. The foundation. Don't you know when they built this building, this church, that they had to put the foundation in place before they put up the walls? Amen. They had to make sure that the foundation was strong. Amen. What foundation are you building? Amen. Are you on the foundation? You know, I was thinking about the story of the house being built on sand and the foundation built on rock. Amen. You know, both hands were working. Both hands was doing the work. But one was on a good foundation, one was on a not so good foundation. The foundation. The foundation is the most important part that we need to build. You know, when you go out and you see a site being put up, and you see a coming soon, this particular building, you don't see nothing going on. And it's taking a long time when you just see, all you see is just flat. You keep looking and say, what's going on over there? You don't see nothing because they're taking time out on the foundation. They're setting the foundation. The foundation got to be exactly how God wants it to be. Amen. The exact measurements, the exact everything before the building to be put up. Amen. The bottom part, the part that nobody sees. And God sent me here this morning to tell you, whatever you're doing to lay your foundation, take all the time that you need building your foundation. Amen. Because when the building goes up, the building will go up quickly. But if it's not on a good foundation, the building will fall, will collapse. When the rain, the floods, and the storms come, you saw all the rain that we had this past summer. A lot of buildings were going down. Buildings were being flooded. I had one of my buddies is a plumber. He was thanking God for the rain, but he said, this is less than me. Because it was keeps getting all kinds of jobs for the rain. But he was still in faith. He was thanking God for the opportunity to get work. But the people that had the foundation that was getting washed away, and they wasn't so happy because they had to spend extra money to get things taken care of. The route foundation. Amen. The foundation that God wants us to build is a strong foundation. Amen. It's a foundation that built upon His word. Amen. And here we look in Scripture in chapter 16. When God asked Peter, he said in verse 13, when he came to the city, he said, whom do man say that I am? Who do you say who God is? Who do you say? And they said unto him that some say that thou art John the Baptist, some said Elijah, and some said other prophets, and some said Jeremiah and other prophets. And he saith but unto them, but whom do you say I am? Who do you say Christ is in your life? Amen. What foundation are you laying? Are you praying in your word? Are you staying prayed up in your most holy faith? Amen. That's building your foundation. Amen. That's building your foundation. No matter how you pray, how you speak unto God, everybody does things different, but you have to lay the foundation. The right foundation. Amen. Because there will come a time and day we have to make decisions. Stones will come in your life and it rain. What is the foundation that you are laying? Amen. Your foundation time limit may not be my time limit, but each person is responsible for their own soul and salvation. Amen. Whatever time you need to build your foundation, do what you need to do. Amen. Do what you need to do to lay your foundation. Amen. Amen. And I look back and I see when the constructions, people are laying the foundation. They're mixing their mortar. They're mixing the concrete. And, you know, that's why it's important to know that who's building your foundation. Some people do their homework and they try to find out who's their builders are. Amen. They want to see resumes. They want to see some proof that your building or your company or whatever you're doing is approved by man. Amen. The right foundation. Jesus. Where are you building your foundation? Who are you building your foundation with? Amen. And you see, in this particular scripture, Peter was spoke up as a bold Peter. Spoke and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. And Peter recognized that who God was. Most people think that he was talking about Peter, which he was talking about Peter, but how many know that Christ is the chief cornerstone? Amen. Because no other way, not too many places in Scripture you see that he called Peter that. We know who we build our salvation built upon. We know who called us out. Amen. But he used that particular scripture in order to let people know that Peter recognized he was in that place in the spirit that he heard from God. Amen. Glory to God. The Lord laid on my heart in my study. He was telling me that too many believers are selling out. Are selling out. I'm just going to say what the Lord has given unto me on this day. He said too many are selling out because they're building on the wrong foundation. They're busy doing things, but they're building on the wrong foundation. Amen. This thing is nothing to play with the things of God, because when you're building a building or a foundation, you don't want to build a building that's going to collapse, because a lot of souls are attached to your building, your foundation. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't want any shed blood on my hands. Amen. The right foundation. We got to pray. We got to pray and building our foundation. And we got to be obedient. In building the foundation, we got to be obedient. We know we're trying to get the job done and we're trying to get paid. But there's no shortcuts in God. We want to be built and laid upon the right foundation. We want to be obedient. Amen. Glory to God, the right foundation. We have to read. You got to read the man. You got to read the instructions. When you just can't go out and lay any old foundation, it's the way, you know how we do, especially men, when we get directions in a box. We say, I got this. We throw the directions away. Amen. But we got to read the instructions. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know if anybody like me, I made a lot of mistakes along the way. Amen. And I'm praying daily how to be a better husband, a better man of God, a better father. Amen. Because I want to lay the right foundation. Because when I'm gone, the foundation will be set. It will be set. It'll be carried on for the right foundation. Amen. Or when my daughter, my wife are not in my presence, they know about the foundation that I've set. Amen. Glory be to God. The right foundation. Jesus, no matter how long the foundation takes, find yourself building the foundation. Hallelujah. No matter, they can laugh at you all you want. Hallelujah. I remember when I, years ago, 19 years ago, I was walking to this church, laying the foundation. Hallelujah. I didn't care what nobody thought. I was doing what I needed to do. Amen. Shoes looking like cheese and amen. But I walked many a years to this church, and every now and then my sisters would come and stop by and see me and give me a lift to ride. Amen. I was laying the foundation. Amen. Because God knew where he was taking me. Amen. And I had to do what I needed to do to get where I needed to be. Amen. If I had to do all over again, I wouldn't change for nothing in the world. Amen. Laying the foundation. The under part. The part that nobody saw. The underneath, the part that doesn't look so good. I don't want to be one of those people who see the building, look at that beautiful building, then come out, find out in a few years later the building just collapsed because of the foundation wasn't set. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lest God build the house, they build in vain. Amen. The right foundation. Amen. And when the foundation is built and set, that's when you can start building. You can start building when the foundation is set. Amen. Hallelujah. And when the foundation is set, you don't have to worry about looking back over your shoulder and doing a whole lot because you know the foundation has been laid. Every now and then you might have to do some little construction work in the corner, but it's not a whole lot you have to do because the foundation has already been laid. Amen. And the foundation that God wants to lay in our lives is his word. Amen. The instructions from the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. The right foundation. The right foundation. I know it doesn't sound too exciting. You know, don't you know, Brother Gaither, what I'm going through? Hallelujah. Have anybody told you about me that I've lost my job? Hallelujah. But where's your foundation? Hallelujah. Don't we know that we serve a God that never lost a battle or a fight? Hallelujah. I hear you, brother, but don't you know that I'm sick of my body? But don't you know he said, by my stripes we're healed? Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said he is not given the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Because every one of the word of God is pure. And he's a shield unto them who put their trust in him. Hallelujah. The right foundation. Hallelujah. They may laugh at you. They may talk about you. But in the end, you're going to still be standing when the storms and the rain come in your life. Because the Bible said that it rains on the just as well as the unjust. Amen. But when you're on the right foundation, hallelujah, you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of living water. And you shall not be moved because you're built on the right foundation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold on and hold out. Hold on and hold out because we're on the right foundation. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When the foundation has been set and been built and been in place, hallelujah, no matter how many years it took you to get your foundations set, it doesn't even matter. Because sometimes we look over our life and say we should be further along than we should be. I'm one of those. I got saved at 34, and for a long time I dealt with this thing. I said, man, I should have been saved, and I should have been doing the work of the Lord for a long time. But how many know when you set your foundation, God will put you right where you need to be. Amen. No matter how old you are, he will put you right where you need to be. Hallelujah. And he will make you like you never lost a beat. Hallelujah. So don't even worry about it. Just keep laying the foundation, the right foundation. Amen. Hallelujah. Some things that you thought you should have had or you wish you could have had. Don't even worry about that. That's just a trick of the enemy. To distract you, to discourage you, to make you think that you lost it, that it'll never be right or it'll never be good. But if you just keep building your foundation upon the rock, upon Jesus, upon the Holy One, upon the Faithful One. Amen. Hallelujah. The one that's perfect in all his ways. Hallelujah. When you lay your foundation upon the rock, hallelujah, you'll come out on top. You always come on top. No matter how far you slip and you have failed, or you might fall or made a mistake, God is the only one that can put us right in perfect standing. Amen. Just repent and get it right. Amen. And continue to build the foundation. Amen. Amen. But you got to recognize that when your foundation is not solid, don't just keep building on a house on sand. If your foundation is not right, sometimes we don't want to hear this word, but sometimes you got to start all over again. I don't like to start all over again, but sometimes if you keep building your house or the foundation on sand, you're going to always be frustrated, amen. But every now and then, you might have to start all over again. Hallelujah. Don't want to start all over, but you got to do what you need to do because if you don't get it right, if you don't build on the right foundation, you're going to always be frustrated. You're going to always be wondering what's going on. But make sure the most important thing, we need to get the foundation, the under part, the part that nobody sees. The one that where we labor and where we cry and when we pray and when you land down and you're praying, and people think because you're praying that you've gone down for the last time. But when you're on your knees, when you're crying out to God, that means you're laying your foundation. Hallelujah. You're laying your foundation. Hallelujah. In the natural, you look like you're down at a low place. But then when you're in the spirit, when you're in a low place, when you're on your knees, crying to God, you're in a high place and I'm in the spirit. Hallelujah. The right foundation. Hallelujah. Do what you need to do. Don't be ashamed. God said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Just please build on the right foundation. Hallelujah. Time is far spent building on the wrong foundation. Things that not going any place. And then you wonder why. Because the foundation needs to be done all over again. Hallelujah. The right foundation. Hallelujah. The right foundation. Get that on your spirit. The right foundation. Not just any old foundation, but the rock. A solid thing. A solid thing. Hallelujah. I'm standing on this platform right here. This is a foundation. It's solid to a degree. But down here on this concrete, it's the concrete. It's the rock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm on a foundation. But this is not the foundation that if water gets on it, the wood will rot. But the foundation is under my, down here on the bottles, under my feet, is the foundation built upon the rock. Where nothing will decay it. Hallelujah. And that's the word of God. And when God is talking about the foundation, he's talking about the foundation of your heart. Hallelujah. In the spirit. The foundation. What's the foundation of your heart? Are you doing things to be seen like the big building? Hallelujah. What's going to come down built upon the sand? I like nice things too, but I'm making sure that when I go up, I'm going to stay up. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. I want to build my relationship on Christ, the solid rock, the right foundation. Yes. Hallelujah. The foundation is a deep part. The deep part. Certain depths you have to go to build the foundation. You can't just make a foundation on shallow ground. Hallelujah. You got to dig. You got to dig. Your foundation is not predicated on the big words that you say. Hallelujah. The foundation that you set is the foundation of your heart. Amen. Your prayers don't have to be like my prayers or such and such prayers, but you pray the way God gives it to you to pray. Hallelujah. You build your foundation. Hallelujah. Be like Christ. Be like Christ. Hallelujah. Be like Christ. Amen. Do it the way Christ wanted to be done. Hallelujah. In love. Hallelujah. The right foundation. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Stay reading your word. Stay in fellowship with God. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you're on the right foundation, it's easier to keep moving. Amen. It's easy to keep on moving and doing the work of the Lord when you're on the right foundation. Just take a wheelbarrow and push a wheelbarrow on a solid foundation versus pushing on sand. Amen. Hallelujah. And you can really see what I'm talking about in the natural. The same thing works in the first natural, then spiritual. Amen. Hallelujah. You get more done on a solid foundation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The right foundation. Everything that we need to pertain to life and death is in this word. Hallelujah. Haven't you understood that every time when you begin to pray or you begin to read your word, you get tired? That's just the trick of the enemy, trying to get you tired. And then soon when you put your word down and you get more energy, bing, I'm ready to go again. That's just the trick of the enemy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. Hallelujah. Upon the solid place, Could he put your name there upon Michael? Upon Shanita? Upon you, Deacon EK? Upon this rock? Could you put your name there? Hallelujah. Just think about that. Could you put your name there upon Peter? Why couldn't it be you? Why couldn't it be you? Why couldn't it be I? Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's an awesome thing. If God come down and say, well, upon this rock, upon you, you, with all of us built the church upon the rock, yourself. Amen. How powerful we'll be up in this place. How full it would be. How awesome it would be. You're obedient unto God. Hallelujah. The right foundation. Hallelujah. I always look at myself. When I bring for word, I look at myself. And over the years, I was pretty good. But there was some things that wasn't on the right foundation. It was of the world, in the world. On the foundation of man. Hallelujah. And nothing came good out of that. In the world of men. But things always work good when you're built upon the rock. Hallelujah. When you're serving the Lord, it always works out well for you. When you base your decisions upon God. Amen. Jesus. How many know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning? Hallelujah. I know that sometimes we want to fix things and make things because things are not moving as fast as we think they should and they could. But stay on the rock. Stay on the right foundation. Amen. Hallelujah. And everything will work out for your good. Jesus. Glory to God. Don't sell out. Don't sell out. You hear all across the news people selling out in the name of the Lord. The devil is a lie. Amen. Somewhere they got off into their own foundation. Hallelujah. But they wasn't on the right foundation. Amen. Because God is perfect in all his ways. And everything about God is to build us up. To make us more like him. Amen. The right foundation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can we bless the Lord one more time in this place? Can we give God a praise up in this place? Hallelujah for being so good. For being the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. So God, we just bless your name. Right where we are, right where we stand, God. We just bless your wonderful name. Hallelujah. Because there was a time and day, God, when we wasn't standing. In not so good places, on a weak foundation, God. But today, God, we can truly say, God, that we thank you for your foundation, God. For being in our lives, God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, the right foundation. Jesus. Bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We just magnify your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. We don't want to do another thing, God, or build another thing, God. If it's not built upon you, God, and everything that we do, God, we want to do it to your glory, God. In the name of Jesus, because only what we do for Christ will last. Only what we do for Christ will matter, God. So, God, we just bless your wonderful name on this day, God. Oh, God, we thank you for speaking into our spirits today, God. Father God, we want to stay connected to your vine. We want to stay connected to you. We want to build that foundation upon your word. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. So God, we just bless your wonderful name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, you're faithful. He's a faithful God that we serve. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't quit. I hear the Lord said, don't quit. Hallelujah. So what? You made a few mistakes along the way. So what? You didn't take the proper time to build your foundation. So what? He said, the race is not given to the swift, nor the strong, but he who endures to the end. So what? You made a mistake. Hallelujah. So what? But the God that we serve is a loving God. He's a just God. He's a faithful God. Hallelujah. His timetable is not our timetable. Amen. Hallelujah. I got saved at 34 years old and I thought it was over. But God had a plan for the foundation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's not over till God said it's over. Keep building on the right foundation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Until you get it right, keep building on the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I was down on my knees, some thought it was over. But I was crying out to my God, building the foundation, God. God, I don't want to live like this anymore, God. If you don't show up, God, it won't be done, God. Father God, do what you have to do in me, God. Build the right foundation of my heart, God. I want to think right. I want to talk right. I want to go to the right places, God. I want to love right, God. Hallelujah. I want to be used in your kingdom, God. So when you call my name, God, that you will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. Or be like Peter, upon Michael, I want to build this church. I want to build my church. Hallelujah. The foundation of your heart, saints. That's the foundation that he's talking about. Hallelujah. He wants to build the foundation of our hearts. And when the foundation of your heart is right, pleasing unto his sight, he can do marvelous things. Hallelujah. Keep reading your word. Keep praying. Keep being obedient unto God. Hallelujah. And whatever you say out your mouth, you will see it being taken place. Hallelujah. I might get in trouble for this, but I'm going to say it anyway. But when you're in the tomb of God, I've been praying to God. I've been saying, God, put a check in the mail. Hallelujah. You can speak things into existence when you're built upon the right foundation. I said, God, I'm going to the mailbox to get my check. Hallelujah. This is true. For the last 6 months, I've been going to the mailbox getting a check. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because when you're on the right foundation, you can speak things into existence. Hey man, it may sound crazy. I'm talking, people look at me like, he going to the mailbox to get a check. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can speak a situation. You can speak your way out of a situation. You can speak favor and blessings upon your life. Hallelujah. When you're on the right foundation. Hallelujah. That wasn't in my notes. I wasn't going to say that. But I just want to share, when you're on the right foundation, you can begin to build. And when you build, your building is not coming down, it's going up. Not saying it's not going to rain in your life or you might not have situations. Because they will come. But your situations won't overtake you. Because your foundations are built upon the rock. A strong thing, a strong place, a solid place. Hallelujah. I'm not saying I don't go through anything, but I don't stay there too long. Amen. Hallelujah. When I get finished kicking and screaming, I'm going to come to my senses because I know I'm built upon the rock, the right foundation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I said earlier, before I start to speak, the Lord laid in my spirit that there's some that's going to make some, got some decisions that they want to make in their life today, some life-changing situations in their life. Amen. Hallelujah. And at this time, I ask, can we stand to our feet? Amen. At this time, amen. If that's any one of you, I ask that you please come to the altar so that we can touch and agree. Hallelujah.